Davis, Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, 826-24-6975. 49-year-old woman comes in with dizziness, blood pressure out of control, blood pressure was 160 over 80, came down to 170 over 88, 82 before leaving with clonidine, period. In the paragraph, our patient is a 49-year-old woman with extensive history of hypertension, dizziness, carotid stenosis, strong family history of hypertension, stroke. Patient was in the emergency in the hospital earlier this year, had full workup done because her blood pressure was elevated to 211 over 103. She was placed on Norvasc. She said even though she's taking Norvasc, her blood pressure remained elevated, period. COVID immunization, none. Patient was seen on Friday or on the 23rd, yeah, on Friday, with blood pressure of 150 over 90, dizziness, was treated with dexamethasone, Antivert, and Medrol dose pack, period. In the paragraph, she continues to be dizzy with even more increased blood pressure, period. Medication, level thyroxine, amlodipine, 10 milligram, and buspirone. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, anxiety, Hashimoto thyroiditis, surgery, breast augmentation. Last period was 6/20/24. They're abnormal because she has IUD in place on social. Married, pregnant twice, smokes a quarter pack a day, used to smoke 2-3 packs a day, doesn't drink very much at all, doesn't use drugs. Family history, positive for bladder cancer, hypertension, grandmother with breast cancer. Last hospitalization in Kingwood because of increased blood pressure, had full workup done earlier this year in June, cardiac CT and such. Patient on a family history, positive for colonoscopy is up to date, had a polyp at one time that was removed earlier this year. Mammogram is up to date, she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Her blood pressure is 162 over 88, 73, 22, 98.1, 100, 172 pounds. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck stretch, JVD skin shows no rash around, mucosal damage, logical non-focal. Fundoscopic examination of the eye is negative. Number one, hypertension out of control. Number two, add irbesartan. Irbesartan, 150/12.5 once a day. Next number, your analysis shows no proteinuria, no blood. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number, echocardiogram shows LVH. Next number, history of benign positional vertigo. Next number, carotid stenosis minimal. Next number, history of thyroid nodule. Multiple nodules noted in her thyroid today, but she has had biopsy in the past. Next number, fatty liver minimal. Next number, pain edema, most likely related to Norvasc. Change Norvasc to at bedtime. Next number, leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial. Next number, carotid stenosis. Next number, LVH. Next number, vertigo. Next number, continue with antivert. Next number, finish the Medrol dose pack. Next number, add the irbesartan 150/12.5 hydrochlorothiazide in the morning. Next number, Norvasc at night. Next number, call me with blood pressure reading in 3 days. Next number, if not improved, the condition worsens, will call me for a CT of the app, CT of the brain, but she already has CT, MRI, CTA, and multiple workup done in June because of high blood pressure. Thank you.